You are hearing FintaDo podcast. Global corporate tax rates trends. The world of corporate taxation is undergoing a significant transformation, with more than 140 countries signing on to a groundbreaking global minimum tax rate of 15% as part of the 2021 Global Tax Agreement facilitated by the OECD. This agreement, known as Pillar 2, marks a substantial shift in how nations approach corporate taxation, aiming to create a more equitable and stable global tax environment. However, amid this global convergence towards a minimum tax rate, individual countries are also making notable changes to their corporate tax policies, reflecting diverse economic priorities and strategies. The Global Minimum Tax, Pillar 2. Overview of Pillar 2. Pillar 2 of the OECD's Global Tax Agreement aims to ensure that multinational enterprises, MNEs, pay a minimum level of tax on the income they earn across jurisdictions. This measure is designed to curb tax base erosion and profit shifting, ensuring that profits are taxed at a minimum rate of 15%, regardless of where they are earned. Incentives for implementation. Countries around the world are incentivized to implement this global minimum tax to level the playing field and prevent a race to the bottom in corporate tax rates. This initiative seeks to balance the need for competitive tax policies with the necessity of maintaining robust public revenues. New entrants to corporate taxation. United Arab Emirates. In 2023, the United Arab Emirates introduced a federal corporate tax of 9% on taxable income above AED 375,000. This move marks a significant shift for a country historically known for its tax-free environment, reflecting its strategy to diversify revenue sources and align with global tax standards. Bermuda. Bermuda, traditionally a tax haven, is considering the introduction of a corporate income tax for the first time. Despite extending tax exemptions for Bermuda companies until 2035, the government presented draft legislation in October 2023 to adopt a 15% statutory corporate income tax. This proposal aims to minimize top-up taxes on Bermuda-based multinational companies, aligning with global tax reforms. Global corporate tax rate spectrum. Highest corporate tax rates. Countries with the highest corporate tax rates include Comoros, 50%. Puerto Rico, 37.5%. Suriname, 36%. These high rates reflect varying economic strategies and fiscal needs, often aimed at addressing budgetary requirements and funding public services. Lowest corporate tax rates. In contrast, some countries offer very low corporate tax rates. Barbados, 5.5%. Turkmenistan, 8%. Hungary, 9%. UAE, 9%. These low rates are typically designed to attract foreign investment and stimulate economic activity, making these countries attractive destinations for multinational enterprises. Recent changes in corporate tax rates. Increases in corporate tax rates. Several countries have increased their corporate tax rates in response to economic and fiscal pressures. Morocco, from 31% to 32%. Sri Lanka, from 24% to 30%. Turkey, from 23% to 25%. Belarus, from 18% to 20%. United Kingdom, from 19% to 25%. These increases are often driven by the need to boost public revenues and address budget deficits. Reductions in corporate tax rates. Conversely, other countries have reduced their corporate tax rates to enhance competitiveness and attract investment. Guinea, reduction by 10 percentage points. South Africa, Bangladesh, Republic of Korea, Austria, Aruba, and St. Vincent and the Grenadines, reductions ranging from 1 to 10 percentage points. These reductions are aimed at creating a more favorable business environment and encouraging economic growth. Conclusion dash. The world of corporate taxation highlights the complex relationships between economic policy, global agreements, and domestic priorities. While the global minimum tax rate represents a step towards greater tax fairness and cooperation, individual countries are adjusting their tax policies to address economic challenges, attract investment, and promote sustainable growth. As businesses and governments respond to these changes, grasping the details of corporate tax regimes becomes essential for stakeholders across sectors. Stay tuned for more FinToDo podcasts, Middle East leading e-learning platform for finance, tax, and accounting professionals.